Each week on Access, we run down a few of the week's top gaming news stories. And I'm joined, as ever, by our resident expert, Sonny Kamala. And we start off this week with good news for Virgin Broadband users. A new package for them from Virgin this week.
The new package Virgin Media announced is aimed directly at gamers, announcing that the speeds could be up to 200 megabytes a second, and the starting cost could be at around 50 or... £50, depending if you have the phone or not.
So that's an extra fiver from the normal top package that Virgin do. What difference does that actually make from a gaming perspective? I guess over the last few years, you've dealt with gradually increasing speeds.
Yeah. What happens is, if you start off on something small, like 12 megabytes a second, depending if anybody else is using the internet at the same time, it can really impact the performance on how you do online with other players. So the more megabytes a second, the easier it is for you to smoothly play your games online with your friends or whoever without experiencing anything like game lag.
There's no way to explain it really, is there, other than actually just say it's just a lot smoother and not.
Yeah.
Because people talk about, oh well, 200 megs is, you know, it'll take you this long to download a movie and this long, but it's not quite like that when it comes to gaming, isn't it? Even
no.
The shortest delay can completely ruin something.
Yeah,
and that's the big problem there. And next story, Sony has announced its new gaming service, PS Now. Now, Sony, of course, famous for being a console manufacturer, but this gaming service is actually on the PC. What's that all about?
Well, PS Now has just been announced this week that it's coming to PC, and it's pretty interesting. Instead of paying a certain amount of money to download games from your from online to your PC, you stream the games instead of downloading them and having them saved to your PC.
So effectively then, you're not actually playing on your computer, are you, if it's streamed?
No.
You're actually playing on another computer located across the internet somewhere else. How does that feel? Does that feel different than playing on your own PC?
Yeah, because it simply, in layman's terms, it requires a decent internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a stable internet connection, or like we said earlier, your internet is something like 12 megabytes a second, and if somebody else is using the internet, you'll experience lag, you may not be able to play these games as smooth as you would be able to play them if they were downloaded to your PC.
Now, in equipment news, Acer has launched a new gaming laptop. It's called the Predator 21X. And we've looked at pictures of this earlier on today. It is a bit of a beast, isn't it? Give us some of the specs for it.
Acer announced that this laptop will house two GeForce 1080 graphics processing units from NVIDIA. It'll have 64 gigs of DDR4 RAM. It'll have a 21-inch IPS display with a resolution of 4K. And it'll also have Tobii eye-tracking technology.
Okay, so let's just explain a couple of those things. The IPS display is basically, in layman's terms,
it's basically just a clearer way of viewing the pixels on the monitor.
Okay, and it's something as well, when you look at particularly older LCD screens and things like that, when you view them from an angle, when you're straight on, you could see everything. When you view from an angle, you couldn't quite. But the viewing angle is supposed to be wider, an IPS screen. And this Tobii eye-tracking stuff, it is quite interesting as well. Explain how that works to us.
Well, the computer, or in this case the laptop, has multiple cameras on the front of the laptop, so it can track where your eyes move, so it can also you can also use your eyes to interact with the laptop and in some of the games as well.
So and I suppose this is something you couldn't necessarily do on a machine that wasn't a laptop, because the keyboard where you're sitting is a fixed distance from the screen, then the eye tracking is going to work more effectively, I guess. And so within a game, you might be able to perhaps target things within a game.
That's the idea right now, yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Now, we've been looking at the photos of this, trying to decide whether we like this laptop or not. It looks incredibly ugly, right? But in a kind of very mean sort of way. Ugly like a machine gun might look ugly, but probably could be very effective in the right hands. You do have a look at it. It is a beast. Do you think anyone will actually buy this thing, or is it just something that's, you know, a top of the range model, in the same way that a car manufacturer might produce a car that was, you know, like the Bugatti Veyron, something like that. The very few people will ever own, buy, or even drive. But just to prove that it can be done helps their sales in other areas. Is that the kind of logic behind this?
From what I can tell, yeah. It doesn't seem like a computer that anybody who would use it for normal work or anything, because we've seen pictures of this thing, and it is big. It weighs up to 17 pounds.
17 pounds.
So it's not going to be something you can casually carry on your back all the time. But I do think that this is one of the highest spec laptops on the market right now.
But the real serious gamers, they would be building their own PCs, wouldn't they?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. So the chances are people are just looking at this as somewhat of their flagship model. Another story for us. Finally today, IO Interactive Studio have announced a physical version of their Hitman game. Presumably this has only been released through downloads up to now.
Yeah.
Okay, so give us a brief explanation of the game.
The latest Hitman game is not exactly a full game in itself. They decided, instead of releasing a full game with its own set levels, they decided we're going to make the levels so detailed and fine that we're going to release them in different stages throughout the year. So the first level came out, you had hundreds of things to do in that level, and it was the same throughout the rest of the levels up until now.
Okay, now give us a price, and when will this thing actually be out?
The date that we've got for the physical copy will be January 31st next year, and the price will be around £30 to £40, depending on the platform.
That's a very strange date to release something physical, because so much of the gaming world is downloads these days, isn't it? Almost all of it, really. But of course, you come to Christmas and you want something that you can stick in the stocking, wrap up, give to somebody at a party or something like that. And so they decide to release this game at the end of January. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Not to me anyway. But what do you think will be the big games coming up into Christmas anyway?
Well, No Man's Sky is probably up there simply because of how big the game was on release. I do think that this game will also be one of the bigger games for Christmas on a lot of Christmas wish lists. And also the new game, the Attack on Titan game. We spoke about that in the past. It's just released, and so far it seems to be doing well, so I see a lot of people wanting this for Christmas too.
And don't forget, you can get in touch with us as well if you want us to cover something in particular, or you've got your own thoughts on whether the Predator 21X is good or not. Certainly from the way it looks anyway. Have a look at it and tell us what you think. You can email Sonny@accessradio.biz, that's spelled S-O-N-Y, or email me, Steve@accessradio.biz, and we'll be back same time next week with some more gaming news stories.